Next weekend, Sunday, August the 28th to be precise, thousands of African entrepreneurs will leave all that is dear and comfortable to them to slog through one of the cruelest and most grueling challenges in the continent. It's fair to say that the word cruel comes up quite a lot when people talk about the world-famous South African Comrades Marathon. It is a bone-jarring run across 89 kilometres of KwaZulu-Natal from Pietermaritzburg to the seaside city of Durban. It was an idea born in war. Legend has it that a bunch of South African soldiers sat around a flickering fire in Italy near the end of World War II and decided if they survived it all, they would stage a race as grueling and harsh as the conflict they'd just survived. More than 23,000 runners, many of them entrepreneurs, will take to the road on Sunday. The fit runners, who train all year, complete the tough road run in about 12 hours. Those who started training last week will be in trouble, the veterans joke every year. Medics line the routes as the light fades. Thousands of runners on legs that gave up the ghost miles back wobble or crawl over the line. Sadly, many runners don't make it. At least seven have died at the roadside. As I said, cruel. One of the entrepreneurs who will be at the forefront of Sunday's race will be Temba Baloyi, an investor in Africa who made his name with the idea to start up Discovery Insure. Now, there are runners, serious runners. Then there is Temba Baloyi. I spoke to him at the weekend for Billionaire Tomorrow, and he said, with a straight face, that he had just completed 1,694 days of running up to 6 kilometres a day. To us non-runners, that's 4.5 years. Baloyi told me he once booked into a hotel in London, ahead of a flight out of Heathrow, so he could shower after his run before getting onto the plane. Me? Never really been a road runner. I spent so many years tearing around the streets as a reporter, as well as the tennis court, squash court, football pitch and cricket wicket, that I thought that it was enough for a lifetime. Yet I take my hat off to all the entrepreneurs like Temba Baloyi who will pound their way through the pain barrier on the road to Durban this weekend. Surely the discipline and determination required to be a successful entrepreneur prepared to run their heart out.